welcome everybody to Out of Character. This is Jupiter, and with me as always, Cotton.
Good evening, y'all.
And this episode, we're going to talk to Cotton because Cotton ran a one-shot, and I can't wait to hear about this one-shot, but he also had to deal with a that guy moment, and I want to know how he dealt with that.
But poorly.
So,
is that?
Oh boy, this is getting good now.
I think it was deft. It was as good. We'll get into it. Go ahead.
We'll get into it. Don't spoil it now. All right. So what system did you run a one shot in?
Well, D&D 5e, the best system that's ever been made. Now that we've established that, it's we shall establish it. You know, foreshadowing for a future.
Okay. All right. So it's 5e. Yeah. 5e. All right. Was it a module or was this a homebrew?
No, this was some homebrew. I was trying to go back a little old school. I think I've mentioned this in some of our podcasts where it's like, I want to go away from the computer, away from the TV installed in the desk. I even had my wife, Robin, made an insert to cover up the TV hole. Like it's like a little wooden slat thing, like seats in there to have it to be an entire table. And I'm going to have Theater of the Mind. And the whole thing, old school D&D. We're going back to basics here.
She went through all that effort to make you a table, a custom table with the computer screen in it, and you asked her to cover it up with wood?
Well, not I took the TV out before we covered it up.
No, but so you took away your digital tabletop, and now it's just a wood table. It's just a table now.
It's just a table. Well, now it's a table with an insert that can be removed to put a TV back in. It's very different. You're not. I got to get like 2 years out of that. But we'll see how long it lasts, which will be a thing to get to at some point. So, yeah, I went with 5e. It's a one shot. I wanted to get some people who either don't get to play very much or ever, you know, like some newbies, some fresh blood, right?
Fresh blood. Okay. All right. So let's hear about the scenario that you had planned, and then we'll hear how your players did not follow any of it.
Great. Yeah. It just took – we had to get those rails hammered down, but goddamn, we got them on the quest. So it was a very basic down the middle quest. Okay, you're all a bunch of adventurers. You've been hired on by a caravan for protection detail, and you're arriving at this mountainous town in this arid, cool, dry climate, wherein things will happen. You're going to go to the pub, and that was the setup, right? You're adventurers. Mm-hmm. You've been together, but you don't necessarily have to know each other. You don't have to have any real backstory. You know, it's just a one shot here, people. It's not that big, you know, that gets you into town. Okay. That was the setup that they knew before they showed up that day, right? I'd give them that much information. Good old fashioned generic, get you in.
Cause you want it to start going with the adventure. You don't want to go through that awkward, well, I need to get to know everybody and make sure I can trust them. And I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Just start the game already.
So we got them in, and I had them go to Ye Olde Tavern, right? And it's an oldie but a goodie. And I thought, okay, I want to give them the opportunity to show versus telling how their character is, right? So I had an innkeeper who was a halfling. He has some tattoos on his neck. One of my characters are a sorceress. She has a criminal/spy background. I'm going to have her most likely recognize those tattoos as being criminal tattoos. Does this go anywhere? Not really, but it's cool, right? But there's a bar to drink at. Then I say there's these communal tables. You can sit and drink and eat and talk, maybe get some gossip. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there. Do you want to like be among the people and eat and drink? Do you want to slink up against the side wall? One guy does that. And then in the back, there's some like private baths. Like I always seen like Westerns. There's always like these baths out back, you know? It's a chance to get naked. Who knows what could happen, right?
What? Now,
you know?
I remember the Deadlands game. You had your character go take a bath. You just like baths.
I like baths, okay? I like a good bath. And I don't know what to tell you. So here, I guess I should introduce our characters, because that's what they did. They just go, well, let's introduce our characters first. I'm like, fuck, okay. I do not like... I am not a huge fan of the, here is my character, let's go around the table and talk about them. I think you should act it out. You should show and not tell. That might be a bit much for some people, so it's kind of fine. But I'd prefer you...
It was a table of noobs, number one.
I know.
Number two, majority rules. You're not the dictator. commentator of the table.
Which is what happened. They won. I'm like, all right, we'll do the fucking thing where it's like, I'm a half elf, and I have fucking issues. I'm going to talk about it at length that you wouldn't otherwise know about. I wrote a lot of exposition for this one shot. Awesome. Great. 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 So we go around the table. So here's our cast. We have a couple to my left. They are the Ranger and the Sorceress. They are a local Mormon couple who my wife knows and we have befriended. Okay? Do I agree with them on religion and politics? No. But they're wonderful people. Truly cool cats. I enjoy hanging out with them. I just try not to drop so many F-bombs. Right? So they're here. Cool. Mm-hmm. Plus, I love couples playing D&D. I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. Then we have the son of the cleric from my main game. Okay? Mm-hmm. He has made a druid, which is clearly based on his time in the Marine Corps. Like, he went through some shit. He got back to nature. Now he's back in, like, the real, like, the true path of religion and whatnot. Cool. All right? He was drawing on real-life experiences. And he wanted to be a druid. I can dig it. And druids are... I don't know. People put their stamps on druids. I'll say that in my experience. Anyway, we have our druid. Then we have one of the people from my play. Okay, this was the lady who played Miss Scarlet. Mm-hmm. She was a wizard. She's a wizard, so she's in the group. And then to my right, we have a gentleman who was a backstage guy from the play. And I've seen him around a little bit here and there, vaguely know him. He plays our half-orc fighter. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we have our cast. Now, let's go ahead and set some things up. Let's rewind. Have a little flashback. I'm texting everyone what to do. Here's my D&D Beyond link. You know, you don't have to use it, but it's heavily encouraged. Please use it. And, you know, we're piggybacking off.
Getting away from technology. Please use my D&D Beyond.
Please use the D&D Beyond link. Please join and do the thing. And I always forget. Guys, okay, so step one. Don't fuck up and forget to tell people you have to equip stuff in D&D Beyond. Like, I love D&D Beyond, but that's so dumb. You have to, like, go in there and equip your armor. That's not great. And then you have to manage spells from the main character sheet virtual thing. That caused some hiccups. We got past it. Here's what was weird. Half-Orc Fighter reaches out. You know, and I made everybody a third level. That's a little overcomplicated in terms of some of the stuff. I kind of forgot how much stuff you get at third level, but it's fine. Half-Orc dude reaches out. Hey, how much starting money do you get? I'm like, well, there's the equipment thing. He goes, I don't want to do the equipment thing. I want to buy my own stuff. And I'm like, it's a fucking one shot, bro. That's one shot. Because he wants, and it's fine. And so he, like, reverses, and I roll, and he said, you get very little. The game does not want you to pick. It's one of those holdovers from, like, old D&D. You know, you get, like, the gold times a D4 something bullshit times 10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't like that anymore, but they don't want to kill it off. So they give you starting equipment that is way in excess of what that is going to be in hopes you just don't roll it. You just take the goddamn equipment as they intend. So I roll him a number. He apparently does not like this number. And then reverse engineers the amount of gold the starting equipment is worth. Didn't tell me. Just does that. Mm-hmm. And he wants to buy a horse, but he doesn't like a horse. His character has a thing about horses. He has a thing. Like, he doesn't like them. This half-orc doesn't like horses. So he's like, do you know what a mammoth jack is? I'm like, I guess it's a big-ass not horse. He's like, it's a huge donkey. Okay. I mean, you can buy a horse and call it a donkey, brother. You know, like, that's fine. It's because I have the stats of a horse. But he gets his mammoth jack. But I'm making a note. Character has a thing about horses. So what am I going to do? I'm going to throw horses at him, right? Throw horses at a guy. Like, what? Why would you say that?
I know people that have issues with spiders, and I'm not supposed to put spiders in games. But you find somebody who has an issue with horses, and you're just going to throw horses at him?
No, his character. Now, this guy's old school D&D. He's put a lot of 3.5. I know because he keeps telling me in 3.5 you can do this. Did you know in 3.5 you can do this? Did you know if you take a bag of nothing and put it on an arrow with a sphere of annihilation, they explode and cause a rift in the space-time? He's one of these people.
Well, tell him to go back in time and go play 3.5.
Yeah, he just continuously told war stories about how you could do this, 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 this. In 3.5, I did this, 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 and I did this, this, and I did this, too. Okay, you win. You won D&D, buddy. You fucking won.
There you go.
I felt this coming. I felt this coming, okay? So we go back to our tavern. We're going around the table. He is to my direct right. I start with my left. And first guy, you know, the guy of the couple, he's like, I'm going to go to the bar and drink up against the wall. I'm like, cool. I even had a plan if he was, like, morning out and didn't want to, like, drink. I was going to have, like, lemonade or some shit. You know, inclusivity. you know, his wife, she's going to, like, I think she goes to the bar, too, and is having a drink. Cool. Mormon's role-playing, drinking alcohol. I'm here for it. Our druid is kind of, like, doing the same thing. Our wizard, she decides to go find or to go to a, is there a store, like a local general store? Apparently her mom is sick and needs like some secret ingredient to save her from the disease or some shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. You're not going to find it in the general store of this bumfuck town in the mountains. But sure, you can go look, but we've already split the party. Okay, this party is already split. But she's next door. It's not that bad. Out the gate, we go to our fighter. He goes, what is your strongest whiskey? Like, he's like, talking to me, but like at me, like he's role playing the fuck out of this half orc. I need a bottle. Boom. Like he had saved up his gold pieces from this fucking equipment thing. So he's like stacked on gold. And he was like, do we get any extra gold? I'm like, yeah, get fucking 200 gold pieces. Mistake. He was the only person that like gave a shit. So he's stacked on gold, which he promptly uses to buy the best whiskey. He wants to buy a bath, heated, and he wants a prostitute. So.
Wow, we're one shot. We're doing a lot of stuff that's not on the main road.
Yeah, we are 5 minutes in, and you're like banging whores word ratio is very high to total words.
You wanna get naked and be with prostitutes?
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
I want a game, right?
I want a woman. And it's like, I was like, fine, you can, like, you look upstairs and there's some women up there.
There you go.
Yeah. And, and we fade to black. He goes, no. And so he says no to the fade to black. Always a great sign.
What?
Yeah.
He did not.
It doesn't get as bad as you think. He goes, is there a madam? Do I negotiate? I'm like, it can be whatever. You're like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to, like, bargain on pussy today. Okay. I don't be like, oh, it's going to be 8 gold pieces for the pussy. I don't want to fucking do that. I don't want to do that right now. You have a stack of gold pieces. You weren't so fucking choosy when you were buying whiskey for whatever the fucker was charging it for. Suddenly now you're price conscious. suddenly you want that cut rate stuff. You want good whiskey.
Oh my god. Remind me which player this is. It's not the cleric's son, right?
No. Okay, this is good. The guy from back of the stage of the.
Oh,
the
that's
theater.
Right, from backstage, which is where he should be.
And I honestly think he's a little on the spectrum. I'm not trying to be shitty. Like, he's one of these people who, when it comes to reading a room, is fucking illiterate. And he just kept on talking about, he would just keep telling these war stories about 3.5, but they weren't interesting in a cool way, like a twist happened. It was just like, I snapped these Legos together, and then they were together. Hmm. Okay? That is a thing that you are allowed to do. I acknowledge that you've told me a fact. You know, like, that's kind of how it felt. I didn't know what to say. So, anyway. So he's off doing that. So we've already split the party again. Now, suddenly, the town is attacked by a lone skeleton. The people in the tavern say, oh, no, not again, as they rush out. Now, I feel pretty proud of this moment, right? We're attacking the town. We're going into action. I'm about to have these people show their stuff. And I've also communicated with a simple line. This is a problem, and it's happening again, and it appears to be happening with increased frequency, right? Let's get this shit popping off. Mm-hmm. So. Our people leave the tavern. Our wizard, next door, she comes out. She, you know, she got some investigation. Do I know that she has high investigation? Of course I do. Does she have high history? Of course she does. And I have shit down for both. She smokes the roll. This is a dwarven skeleton. You can tell from its size and shape and your history. And from your history knowledge, you know that the sigil on its tattered, this like water-soaked cloth. On this dwarven skeleton is from a long dead house of dwarves centuries ago. So it's a bunch of it's old. These are old dwarves. These are not recently deceased. This is like an old extinct clan, and now they're coming up for some reason and they're attacking the town. Great, cool. So she shoots a firebolt, misses, and I say, "This is it. You set the stable on fire. That's next to this thing. Get it? Fiery stable. Horses are gonna come out. We're gonna have a fucking stampede, baby." You know, and our barbarian has high animal handling. Here's a problem. He's still up in the room. He doesn't want to leave the prostitute right now. He's busy with that. He goes, well, what does she do? Like, I don't know if I'm like, do you leave? Like, clearly hinting he should fucking leave so we can get the party back together so we can fucking play D&D today. Oh, no, I think I'm still up there. And how long has it been? I'm like, 20 minutes. He's like, oh, I'm probably like, you know, naked then. I'm like, yeah, what is she doing? I'm like, well, she's afraid because the town's being attacked by at least a skeleton. So she's going to retreat to, like, the panic room or something. I was like, oh, man, oh. All right, well, I'm going to go and let's see. Why is my AC only 13? It should be like 14 because of my dexterity. And you see, this is a plus. See, this, she's not correct. And so it should be, I'm like, but it's one fucking skeleton, y'all. I know that's metagaming. And he's like hearing some shit out in the street. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. He says that. He's like, well, can I see it in the street? I'm like, no, you're like in the back of the place. Because like, when you think about where the stairs are in the old Western saloon, it's kind of like in the back and then it goes up, right? It wouldn't be to the direct right of the door that above you there's windows and shit. So nah, you really can't see anything. So maybe I shouldn't fault him, but like, you know, for all he knows, it's World War III out there, and he needs his shit. But I want him to come out, and it's kind of funny, you know, naked half-orc. It's a moment. I'm down with that. That's kind of funny. Dude comes out with like a fucking weapon in each hand, but it was like pulling teeth. And I'm like, I guess you're not going to be in the game today? You know, like, do you want to play D&D, or you just want to like role-play whores? And I keep saying horror. I think it's a funny word. If it's triggering, I apologize. But it's
not
just
triggering to me. What are you trying to say?
To anyone listening, or I know it's going to trigger you. You're fine.
What? I'm what?
You're fine. You're good to go.
What? You're digging the hole deeper.
Yeah, we're getting deeper. So, this guy, we're, you know. Anyway, moving on. Half-Orc finally comes out naked with his weapons. Okay, cool. We had a moment. We're past it. We're past the moment, okay? We're past that part. We're good. Naked Half-Orc, it's mildly funny. Let's go with it.
Okay.
They managed to kill the skeleton, but he takes so long. His initiative sucks. And I have the fiery stables, right? Our druid has control flames. Snuff. But that's a cool moment. Druid and wizard, you set stuff on fire. I snuff it out. They have a cool thing where it's like, God, you're being, you know, you can see this druid who's probably like not the first time they've had to turn off the wizard's flame who got a little trigger happy over there, right? Mm-hmm. That's a cool moment. You're kind of like establishing this link. Cool beans. So, the skeleton is defeated. Praise, praise our gods here. So now, I have an idea of how to get them going, right? We need to get them to go investigate the source of these undead skeletons that are attacking the town, okay? So this half-elf comes out in blue robes, and he's like, my wife, the Reeve, would like to see you, and she's right up there in the house on the hill. When you get a chance. Now, here's the basic story. He is like kind of like the house husband of the local sheriff. See, I looked at what's here. I went in a Wikipedia rabbit hole, got hit on Christopher Reeves, found out the origin of that last name is a Reeve, which is a sheriff from like medieval times. I thought that's a cool title. You know, Strahd's got the burgomaster. Better than like mayor or sheriff. It's a cool. I'm proud of it. Fuck off. Reeve. So the Reeve. And she's like this badass retired fighter. Our druid, his background was soldier, right? Just like the guy playing him. So he's like, I was a veteran of the Orc Wars. Kick ass. So is she as of about 5 seconds ago. So we have the veteran of the army of this same war he was in. And she's in the house on the hill. And the players look up. We're in broad daylight. She's been called the Reeve. This has been in front of people who helped assault the skeleton. Like the townspeople got up with their chairs and clubs and beat this fucking thing to death too. So that thing is shady. And they look at the cottage and I literally describe it as if it came from a Thomas Kincaid painting, right? The painter of light. I was like, there's a little garden off to the side, lights coming from the windows, and puffs of smoke come from the chimney in the shape of cotton balls. Right, this is maybe I oversold it. Maybe that's like ominous now, like it's a reverse thing. Fuck, because they are
freaked
out. Whenever a GM,
over describes anything, like gives a lot of info about something, they automatically think that's not a good place.
Yeah, oh,
but
I know
if
that,
you give just
them.
two sentences for every place they run into, just to do. Then they're like, oh, all right, you know. It's a weird balance you have to find, and you don't want to over-describe, you don't want to under-describe, but it will freak them out if you give them too much info.
I consider it a shot against metagaming. I'm aware I over-described it a little, but I made it very nice, but don't metagame. Like, it's a Here's what you're doing. You're hearing me describe it like, oh, that must be scary. It's literally like a house 200 yards off the main drag. The villagers probably know. They didn't seem freaked out by this guy when he rolled up. He goes, hey, that's my wife, the Reeve. Like, what they're, it's mm-hmm. like, what is the big plot here? Like, it's like the house right over there. It's a block up the road.
Yeah.
So they, of course, freak out and they like sneak up and investigate it. And they see inside a lady with dark hair streaked with gray. She's lost an arm. Her sleeve is rolled up and she's propped up on her feet are propped up on a giant black dog, also streaked with gray hair or fur. And she's very pregnant. So they bumble about and freak out and investigate and are looking in there, trying to see where the big jaws of death are coming from. They're not. They finally go inside. And the basic idea here is to short circuit this is, or to summarize it, is she's pregnant. Her house husband is like making her chill out. She can't go kick all the ass right now. They're having a kid. So she'd be out there kicking the ass, but she can't. She's too fucking pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have them go do it. Right? Mm-hmm. Negotiations ensue. Now, are that guy player? They are told to go up the mountain pass. Right? They're coming from that way. No one uses it much. And he's like, well, have you ever been on? Like, well, yeah, she hiked it a couple, you know, once or twice. How are the spots for ambushes? I'm like, I don't fucking have ambush spots, bro. Just I'm like, well, I don't know. You mean she's a retired soldier and she's hiked it before and she doesn't know about the ambush spots? You know what? She wasn't going out there with an eye for ambush. She was enjoying nature. Maybe she had to talk with a friend. I don't know. Fuck, man. Just go up the goddamn mountain pass so we can play. And he's like pushing back. Like, I don't know if we should go, guys. I think we should turn. I'm like, I just flat out had to say, like, if we don't go up the pass, we don't get to play D&D today. Like, this is clearly the fucking indicator. Okay?
Mm.
Yeah.
He wasn't new, though. So he's played before, but he just played a different
edition. He played a lot of 3.5
but
back in the day.
But he hasn't played a lot of 5.0.
None. Zero.
None.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just keep going. I just kind of want to gain some context for that guy.
Yeah, if maybe you know more about 3.5 and its playstyle, but I'm just like not digging this. And earlier after the skeleton fight, there was a small interlude where they went back to the bar to get some more exposition / intel, mm-hmm. and they're like threatening the bar owner, and he like starts showing me like hidden notes, like multiple times throughout this thing. He's showing me like hidden notes about what his character does that's like different or adverse to the other players. Like, don't do that right now. Like, that's a thing you can do, but, like, not right now, man. Like, they're new. They don't know shit. They don't know shit about, like, the separation of what they know and what their players know. So, like, for right now, let's not split the party so much. I had to have that talk. Like, hey, you know, we're talking about splitting the party and going over here. That means we have to do multiple games of D&D. It's a lot harder. Like, I had to explain that at the table. I am hoping that someone who is the experienced D&D player who's going into a group of people or with a group of people who have no D&D experience is not going to be splitting the party, is not going to be doing one-off shit with like notes in my face, is not going to try to have sex with prostitutes, is maybe going to try to get us to go up the mountain pass where the fucking plot is. You know, there'll be plot in them there hills. Go there, motherfucker. Like, help the group out. Help, like, if you kind of have a feeling about where the door is you're supposed to open, and you have some new players or a new GM, help that party as a player get mm-hmm. to that door, right? This guy's pushing us away from the door. What the fuck? Like, can you just not annoy the piss out of me for fucking 8 seconds? So, we go up the mountain pass. They traverse some dangerous bullshit. Doesn't matter. They do that without offending me. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now they get to a well, and you remember that we had a water soaked skeleton. Like the tattered clothing was soaked with water. Mm-hmm. You know, cool. Well, the well overflows with water, and out comes a skeleton. Off to the side in this clearing that they cannot see, a bolt snaps out, knocks this thing's head off, and it tumbles back down the well. Oh shit. What's over there? They sneak around. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. There's some drow in the mouth of a cave. Crossbows aimed at this thing. And you hear them say, in the Elvish, which several of our characters can speak, that they have to keep doing this or else, you know, they'll get in trouble if any more of these things escape and get down the path again. You know, If too many go to those village, then they may send some adventurer to come up there, you know, as what's just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the basic idea is some drow were tunneling through their rock. There was a scouting party. They found an old dwarven hoard, right? Holy shit, we found the treasure. Should we go back and tell high command? No, we're fucking drow. We're assholes. So we're going to raise some dead dwarves and have them loaded up on a subterranean ship on an underground lake. I love underground lakes, by the way. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to steal all this gold and just fucking set out on the river, get to the seas, and get the fuck out of here with a boat full of gold. So they've arisen some undead dwarves. They're going to repair this boat. Now, do I have a reason that there's a boat on an underground river? No. Is this based on the Goonies? Apparently. Okay. I never saw it, but I based it on fucking Dead Mines from World of Warcraft, which apparently stole it from Goonies. So I thought I was giving away. I've never seen Goonies. I didn't know World of Warcraft ripped off Goonies. They ripped off everything else. Why shouldn't they rip off that? So I'm ripping off World of Warcraft, which I know none of these people have played. They ripped off Goonies. All of these people have seen Goonies. Fuck. Whoops. So didn't know that's going to be that obvious. They don't know about that shit yet. But that's the basic plot, right? So they sneak around. They're observing the drow. And after much deliberation, a plan is formed by our fighter. That is gone along with. We're going to fire at the skeleton the next time one pops up.
Mm-hmm.
That will alert the drow that we're here. Thus, fucking up our entire element of surprise. For reasons that I don't fully understand yet. And then the drow, they're going to come out. Because they think they have the drop on us, right? And then we'll ambush them in the daylight, because drow hate daylight. That is what our half-orc said. Now, our half-orc was reluctant to say this. Several times throughout this game, he would say, can I make an intelligence check? I'm like, you just tell me what you want to do, right? And he would just roll the dice and go, oh, I failed it. Like, I was not involved in the dice roll. At all, as a GM. Fun thing to experience.
Well, I mean, if you roll a 2, you can assume you failed it.
Right, but how about fucking roll like I fucking asked you to. Or back on the AC thing, I should have covered that. When he was coming outside to go fight the skeleton, like, you know, 20 minutes ago in this rant, and he's like, oh, my AC is low. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it, man. It's one. He goes, no, he pulls the book out. We are not pulling out the fucking book to find out why your AC is not the exact number you think to go fight one skeleton. We are not going to do that. And so he just kept doing shit. Like, he would talk over people constantly. And there came to a point where someone else was talking, and it was the lady to his right, who was from the play. She has, she's trying to pipe up a little bit. He won't stop talking. I literally look past him and just talk as if he's not there as he's talking. 6 inches from my face. Well, maybe 2 feet. That's it. Like, he is like, bro, we're not doing that. Like, I had to say, no, we're not going to do that. Like, that's what got me. It's like, I would say no, and I'd have to, like, no, we're not going to do that right now. Your AC is the number on the page. We'll figure out why later. It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just because there's a lot going on, and I want to make sure everybody's straight. The half-orc that went up to the prostitutes is the guy that was used to 3.5 but hasn't played 5.0 and you say is a little on the spectrum.
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure it's that. That guy is also the half-orc and is also the guy who has played 3.5.
Thank Indeed. You. We have overlapping Venn diagrams on the ass-hattery. So, anyway, we that doesn't work because, as he said, drow do not like light. They do not wish to come out and attempt to ambush God knows what in the middle of the day. They retreat further into the cave. I have them do that versus the whole ring the alarm. I hate ringing the alarm. That's just, I don't know how you feel about it. But, oh, you aggro the entire dungeon. You all die now. Like, that's shitty. So the drow are going to, like, go around the corner of the cave, post up with their crossbows, in a long hallway. They sneak up. They crush a perception roll. They can hear the twang of the bows being pulled back and clicking into place. But they get heard sneaking up there. So everyone knows what's up. It's a standoff. They're around one quarter, and our PCs are around the other. Both are aware of the existence, and we're at an impasse. Now, at this point, we get hit by our second bout, and a much more worse bout, of paralysis by analysis.
Paralysis by analysis.
Indeed, it was tough. It was a tough road getting us to go into the sheriff's house in the middle of the day. You know, like, oh, where'd the trap be? They did not want to go around this corner because, yeah, it's a bad deal. There's two drow down there. They've got crossbows. They're trained on your position. You're probably going to get shot, but they didn't know there was only two of them.
One more question. What level are they all?
Third.
Third level. And you have them going against drow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just two drow. They're like drow. These drow are like a quarter. They're like a quarter on the challenge. They're not hard. They have one trick. Uh-huh. They have a poison crossbow bolt, and it can knock somebody out. But there's five PCs, like,
and just two drow.
Yeah, you can win this fight. Like, worst case scenario, you bull charge around the corner. They crush the initiative. They shoot you. They hit. You fail the DC on the poison, and two people get knocked out. It's still 3-on-2, and they have crossbows. That's the worst case, you know. So, they just don't want to go, though, because they're going to get shot. And it's like, at one point, I just had to say, being an adventurer is not the life of the unscathed. Like, I just say that to them. Like, you know, you have hit points. Go fucking use them. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but fucking go. Just get these,
you sound like you're frustrated at people when they're playing the game. And it's like, but you wanted fresh meat. You wanted fresh blood. You wanted noobs.
Well, it's
you got to teach them fine, how to play.
It's fine to have some debate, but then our ranger said he's like, I speak Undercommon. I'm like, oh shit, that's one of their other languages that they speak, and I think you should get a boon for that. If you have some goofy ass language, and it clicks, and I didn't even plan it, oh yeah, that's gonna, like, you're getting like a mystery +4 to your rolls. Okay, that's cool as shit. I want that to work. So he's gonna speak out to them about bribing them. And I'm like, we've already been kind of delayed for a bit. This is kind of non-linear thinking. Fuck it. I like this. You know, they'll take a bribe and they'll look the other way. They'll say, oh, one of the skeletons got loose. Like, that's the conversation I have. We'll say one of the skeletons got out. We track you down. You must have snuck in behind us. You know, if this goes sideways, right? Mm-hmm. Half-orc fighter. I don't want to pay him shit. You know, I do this to get gold. I'm not going to give it away to them. Okay, well, go attack him then, motherfucker. Well, he's not feeling that either. So he doesn't want to attack him either. He actively spikes this cool-ass ability of them to, like, bribe these dudes and get them out of the way and let us progress. Like, so we found a way to progress, right? Like, we've been stuck for a minute. This dude finds a way to progress. I'm feeling what you're putting down. Let's make it happen. Let's get past these two dorks. Let's get further into the mission. And this guy's like, now I don't want to pay him shit. But I also don't want to charge around the corner. Well, fuck off. You know, like, fuck. He goes, how about we go down the well? Now, I had thought about this, Jupiter. I had thought about the well. Did I plan for it? No, I was hoping the fuck they just wouldn't choose it. But I was aware of it, and I was going to come up with something if I had to. Right? Now, up until about this point, I have been doing all theater of the mind. But they kept asking about positioning, and I was drawing on my little, like a book that I keep notes in. I'm, like, drawing out shitty pencil drawings. And I said, fuck it. That's when I brought out the battle grid and the tokens I made and the weather race marker. I brought the backup stuff. I had tokens and initiative, little pictures of all their characters and their avatars they had chosen on D&D Beyond. I had the whole kit ready to go. I didn't want to pull it out. I wanted to try to go full theater of the mind, but we were hitting some roadblocks. Turns out people like to positionally know where they are. Makes them feel good. You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I just didn't describe it well enough, but people really enjoy being able to sort of, it just helps their minds tactically when they can, like, feel the distance more, right? Mm-hmm. So, we do all that, put that out, and now, I say, look, we've been doing this for, like, half an hour, right, on this one shot. I was like, and for the sake of, like, moving forward, y'all've got three options. Bribe them, charge the corner, go down the well. Like, pick one of those three. I mean, if you have a different idea, we can do that, but, like, in the next minute, that needs to be one of your three things. We're doing something, right? We have to go forward. Because they were clearly, like, losing interest. The steam was going out. You know, they kept looking at A and B and C, but how about A? But no, that's not good. How about B? How about A? No, that's not good. They just kept going in this fucking doom loop that people will get stuck in. And I felt as a GM, it was time to make an executive decision of like, let me narrow your scope down. Let me make this an easier decision. Let me make this like Mass Effect. You have the A, the B, and the C dialogue option. What do you want to do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about that? Good? Bad?
I'm fine. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. So they decided to go down the hallway. Druid crushes the initiative, charges forward, instantly gets shot, passes the saving throw by the skin of his teeth to not get knocked out. Our half-orc fighter rolls up next. He's like, well, can I go around there and charge him and hit him? I was like, nah, the distance is a little too far to get there in one go. So you can double move, which is called dash. You can double move, and you'll be in their face, but you won't get to swing. He goes, well, can I charge him and hit him? Because at 3.5, you can charge and hit. And they would take like minus this, but then you'd be minus that. Like, no, that's not a thing. You know, and what about the 5-foot step? I was like, yeah, they kill that too. You know, there's some, you can house for it, but it's not really a thing. And, in 3.5, you could charge in the hallway. You could charge and then you could hit them. I was like, yeah, this is 5 of the 5th edition, and you can't. You can either get halfway there. He goes, I just can't do anything. I just can't do anything. Like, we can get in their face, or you can like pull out like a ranged weapon. You know, you have a bow. You know, and he should know that you can like drop items. You can roll up there, fire your longbow, drop it, pull out the fucking weapons and go to work next turn. Or maybe just deal with it. And he's just like, he just like can't get out of his head. He just wants to fucking charge and do the thing you can't fucking do. So he goes forward and stops right behind the druid to use him as cover. Half-orc fighter, everybody. If you're the rogue and you're role-playing this, it's kind of fine. But, like, I don't know. This is a bit of a nitpick. It's kind of the icing on the cake where it's like, dude, just be the fighter. Like, you're the experienced guy. Go up there with sword and board. Or two weapon. I don't give a shit. But go up there and take the hits, right? You have the HP. You have the armor. Mm-hmm. Be the tank. You know, do the thing today.
Do the thing that... Do your role. Know your role.
Yeah.
To quote the rogue. Know your role.
Yeah. So he moves halfway up and uses him as cover and like doesn't attack at all. Like he could either double move or get in front of him or like he just uses movement action and then nothing else. Mm-hmm. Cool. And they get forward and then they charge and they, I think one of them is scared off and they beat the shadow one or something. Okay. And that's about where we had time for. Right, that's about where we wrapped it up. And it was just, you know, and this guy's wanting to GM a game. He goes, we're going to be Monster Hunter. And he gave everybody, like, USB sticks with all the PDFs for 3.5.
Wow.
And I was like, you're all going to be lycanthropes or, like, half dragons. And you're going to, like, go hunt down monsters every session. So it's like a West Marches thing. You don't have to show up, you know.
It's just Monster of the Week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you just show up and, you know, you go hunt dragons. Well, I don't, you know.
That's gonna
hunt problems, not dragons. Sorry, yeah. Hunt them. Yeah. Basically, it's a bunch of one shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. I can dig it. I'm just so over it. And he's not a bad guy, but fuck, man, I'm so frustrated that you couldn't read the room. You're talking about prostitutes, and like the first thing you do is buy whiskey, buy a bath, and buy a woman. That's your first three moves. They're Mormon, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck. Chill. I think he knows them. So like he's a lawyer, they're a lawyer, or he, you know, both the guys were lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they know each other professionally a little bit. They have some rapport there, but like still, I don't know, man. Like you don't know our Marine buddy. You halfway know this person from the play. You kind of know him. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate splitting the party. I didn't appreciate him doing his own thing with the fucking notes. I didn't appreciate him calling his roles. I didn't appreciate him trying to pull the fucking book out. I didn't appreciate him trying to come up with fucking rules. And I tried to run the table, and I'd have to, like, shut that down and bowl him over. Like, no, we're not doing that. Like, he would say, this is what we're doing, and no, we're actually not. So, I'm pissing. And we're going to finish up this one shot. We're going to have one more session. And then, if I ever have another game, it'll be the same people minus one.
No, you're not going to invite him back.
For the one shot, I have the decency of that. We'll finish up our one shot. Because it would be embarrassing to be like, to cut him out that harshly. It's it'll be our second part of the one shot. And we'll do the thing, you know. We'll do the whole Goonies deal. But yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I would have been a little pissy if this is what he'd done as a brand new player or as a 14-year-old. By the way, we opened up. Everyone's saying, yeah, I played D&D with a 14-year-old. Like, everyone had that story of like my 14-year-old or when I was 14 or this. It was all 14-year-old boys. It was all shitty D&D, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, yeah, that's bad. Anyway, prostitution. All right, man. You got it. You didn't get shit from that little pre-conversation there, did you? So, yeah, I guess I'm saying I would have been frustrated if he was 14 and had pulled all this bullshit. The fact that you're a full-grown person, this is the first time for this group, and you're doing all this weird shit that's all red flaggy, when you're the experienced player, really chapped my ass, and I can't say it surprised me. And I predicted he would do this. I predicted he would get prostitutes, Jupiter. I was like, he's going to buy prostitutes. That's because he's going to go in there. I'm a half-orc fighter. Where are the women at? And he fucking did. And I think, my last part of this rant, if you're listening to this, give your players a chance to buy prostitutes. All right? you have to get as early as possible. I don't know how to put prostitutes in your game, but they were everywhere else in human civilization on the frontier. Put them in there, man. Get you some prostitutes, because if you go up to a player and say, hey, do you have a bunch of red flag tendencies? They will tend to tell you no. But they could be lying, or more likely, deeply unself-aware. But if you provide...
Yeah.
Right, just provide the prostitutes. You put them out there as a big old red flag so they can identify themselves to you instantly.
Let me play devil's advocate, because I've been doing that. Okay, take your drink. Okay. Is it possible that this individual who has played 3.5 when he was much younger, maybe they had a bad GM that kind of taught them all the bad things?
He was a GM for his group often enough.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to give him something.
A strike one, dude. Let's keep up.
Trying to give him something. And you did say you thought he was on the spectrum, so maybe he just isn't really self-aware, can't read the room. And you can't like say, well, you know, you're an asshat for that. I mean, that's just some people can't. How did he take it when you told him no to things?
Neutrally, which is why I think he was partially on the spectrum. There was like...
He didn't like argue it wasn't, back. No. He didn't seem angry.
No, he didn't seem angry or like at me, or I didn't feel like there was an emotional component, right? Mm-hmm. Like he might be frustrated he can't charge like he can in 3.5, but it wasn't at me. And if I would say, like, let's do it this way, like, he would do it, but you had to, like, you had to, like, whack his ass with a boat paddle to get him to fucking do it.
Weird.
Not a bad guy. I have no ill will to this man.
Yeah.
I was concerned it would go this way because he tends to drone on about 3.5 and all this shit that I don't find interesting. That's just pure power gaming shit or stuff that's faux edgy, right? Mm-hmm. But he's a nice enough guy. I wanted to give him a chance. We had talked about having a game. I had brought it up. So I put it out there, and this is what we got. And I think in some games this might be perfectly... You know, it might go well. You know, if he heard me on this rant, he might say I'm a snowflake, fucking woke, whatever the fuck. Fine. I don't know. I just did not appreciate it in general. And what really got me was that he's the experienced player. I'm kind of expecting you to help me out. I'm expecting you to help the players out. I'm expecting you to make this go smoothly. I need you to be facilitating. And these things you're doing are... None of them are by themselves, like, get the fuck out at all. None of them are. But they're all things that make my life harder narrow the scope of the thing. You know, these people are first time playing D&D, and we're 5 minutes in, and they're hearing about the half-orc going to go fuck some chicks upstairs. Maybe they never want to play this again.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it could have made people very uncomfortable, and, you know. But so I get the idea that you saw red flags before you really invited him.
I saw red flags, yes, months ago. Like I saw this playing out the way that it did months ago when this was just a germ of an idea in the middle of me doing play rehearsal. Because we'd come up and we'd talk D&D, and he would nerd out really hard. But I had talked about getting a game together. You know,
yeah,
I had talked about
it. Why'd you invite him? If you knew He was going. Why did you invite him?
I like to give people a shot. I'm a bleeding heart.
Just so you can bitch about it later.
Content, motherfuckers. It was all.
It's all the content.
I'm gonna go find some people who are mildly problematic. No, I wanted to give the guy a shot. I was like, you know, it's a shot. Let's see if he forms up. Let's see if he rises to the occasion. If this guy sits in and goes, okay, it's a one shot. It's their first time. You know, let's see. You know, I wanted to see maybe he would step up into that position player, right? Of the experienced player. He would step into that role. You know, he would help us out, right? And instead he did not do what I was hoping he would do.
Yeah, but you knew that was coming.
I suspected. I don't just write people off. I try. I gave him the old try. So
gave it the old college.
And he had talked about D&D as a GMing, right? And he still wants a GM. Nice guy. Came up with PDF USBs, like 32 gigabyte USB. I guess it's mine to own now. I don't know. here's a bag of flash drives for every PDF 3.5. I want to GM a game. He's organizing the stuff. So, like, hey, if it was cool and I was being a little unfair and maybe he was just a little excited to talk about 3.5 to have something to talk about during our play rehearsal, maybe, hey, this could be really cool. He could have a good time. I could have a good time in the game. All is well. You shoot your shot. That's the point of the one shot. So the one thing that caught me was, one, theater of the mind is overrated. Have some visual shit. But more important to that for our content is, you actually should give your players a chance to red flag. I actually saw the whole prostitute thing coming a mile away. Because I was like, what would a 14-year-old boy do in the old Frontier Tavern? Oh. Women. Got it. That's what they would do. I think you should provide that. Let them out themselves. Let them show you the cards. There you go. I think you should give them whatever your red flags are. Oh, and he also brought up torture at one point, which is a big is a big no for me. We'll capture him and I'll torture him for the information on what's going on. I'm like, fuck, I didn't have session zero.
He played with some horrible people and he learned all the worst habits.
I do not like torture. I didn't have a session zero because it's a one shot and we had scheduling issues, right? You know? And I kind of wanted to see what would happen without a session zero, and I did. All right, in my session zero, the thing that I add is no torture. Most stuff people know, don't hurt kids.
Mm-hmm.
To God, not much sexual assault, and worse,
not much.
Right? Like not.
You're okay with a little.
No, like things that would be like that and worse.
Yeah.
Right, without getting right into like certain words, and. So I don't, but most people know that, right? My thing is torture. I think that's like the line that I am harsher on than most people. Does that make sense? Like, no,
yeah.
Most games are not going to have children being harmed. We're all on the same page. My weird line is torture. Like, for whatever reason, every fucking player wants to like take the screws to a goblin because they kind of dehumanize them, which is fine. You kind of have to kill them because they're like the bad guy mobs. I get it for the sake of expediency. We can't just have a penal colony full of fucking goblins. But. Yeah. But torture is I don't like that. I do not like it. And a lot of players seem to be like quick to fall into that. They saw a lot of 24 growing up. I don't fucking know. Okay. Fuck you, Kiefer. You know, like, I don't know. So that was my line and I didn't bring it up, but if you go there, that's a knock for me. You know, it's not an immediate out, but it's a thing I don't like.
I mean, it's fair enough. I don't know. So what did you learn from this?
Provide your players an opportunity to out themselves as problematic. Like, seriously, that sounds cynical. I'm actually being serious. Like, I debated in my head before this game started. I should not have this be a tavern because this guy's going to ask about prostitution. And my second thought was, I'm going to leave it in there. I want to see what he does. I'm not going to like put these weird guardrails to where he can't be problematic. I did. It was a plan, and it worked.
I would have said... No, there's no prostitutes here.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I kind of want to see how far it would go, and I don't think he would make me role play the thrusting and whatnot. But he wanted it to be the negotiate at the point where he said he wanted to like do the negotiation part. Like, I want to get down to brass tacks on how many of my gold pieces I spend on this. That was where I was like, I have all the information I need at this point. I will not be going further.
Yeah, he wants to do the negotiation. That meant he was going to. He had something planned for that conversation.
I don't know.
Probably wouldn't want to hear it.
The cost to find that out, I was no longer willing to pay.
No.
I had paid enough sanity points to get as much information as I felt I required in that moment. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I did. And then we're not going to go any further. So that's what I think you should do. I think if you have some weird ass line, if it's really weird, like spiders or some shit, and that's kind of on you, you got to like bring it up into session zero. But generally speaking, I think it's fine to put out a few pratfalls. Put a vulnerable enemy and see if they want to torture him or not. And if they do, you can award that points as you see fit in terms of their player or their playing style. And you can take that moment to say, actually, I'm just not going to have torture in my world. Right? I actually think it's worth almost not bringing it up in a session zero. I walked that back because a session zero can be a good way to establish how safe your space is going to be and let other people bring up things that would trigger them. So I lean more toward you need to have one, you know? But in this case, it was, I want to see what your natural tendencies are, right?
Okay.
And I just kept seeing a guy who slowed the game down repeatedly took progress and then brought it back, right? Like, we have a resolution to proceed forward, and three or four times, he got in the way. No, I'm still in the room. I'm not out in the street. Okay, well, I guess while they're out fighting the skeletons, you'll just be, you know... getting some more ass upstairs, I guess, there, we'll bud. Or hey, here's the
ejaculating.
Yeah, here's the should have done that. It just won't happen. I don't know what's wrong with York there, buddy.
You just can't get it up. Wow.
Here's the mountain pass. Oh, that sounds dangerous, and we shouldn't go that way. Well, I guess we don't play any today. Oh, hey, we're gonna bribe these people to get past them. I don't want to pay them shit. I guess it's like dude, you're impeding progress. Okay, like, we're all supposed to be, like, in a band jamming together, right? And you keep, like, fucking clapping on the ones and the threes.
How do the other players react to him and what he was doing?
Our druid, who is the Marine, and he's an intense guy. I'll go ahead and tell you. He is an intense man. He's at a certain level, right? And I get along with him great because we both love fucked up history shit. I got him on the whole Behind the Bastards podcast. It's great. So we both have like terrible fucked up jokes with obscure historical references. We get, but he, again, intense guy. He did not like this man. At the end of the whole thing, I and the player who was playing the wizard got together to like go to a going away party for another cast member from our play. So we went to the bar and hung out. On the way there, she's like, yeah, I don't think he liked the guy. I'm like, no, I don't think it did. I think he was a guy who, our Marine guy, was like the guy who kind of ended the game. We've been there about 5 hours. He's like, yeah, I gotta get going. And I think he was like about done with that motherfucker. And the antics he saw.
Yeah, I mean, you might lose all the other players due to him. That's why I'm saying don't invite him back.
It's a one shot. It feels a little.
But don't. Why are you subjecting these people to this?
You're right. I've already put the invite out there. Like, they know what the date is. And again, the two people, like he and the other, like the Mormon guy, they're both lawyers. They know each other. They're going to talk about it. So I just didn't want to embarrass the guy publicly. His son goes to like my wife's D&D class. Like I did. I GM'd his son. Similar experience, to be quite frank.
Really? Oh, he's teaching his son how to play bad.
No, it wasn't. It was just the way he was just fucking insufferable. It was just fucking
insufferable.
He just kept talking over everybody constantly.
Wow.
And I do it like this, and I do this, and I do this, and I win the game. And no, you don't do that. No, you don't do that. Nope, that doesn't happen. Nope, you don't do that. Like, fuck.
I think you just want to play a video game. Just go do that.
I feel shitty. Like, if you're here, if you're ever a part of this and I talk shit about you on the internet, I'm sorry. But, bro, please don't torture people, bang prostitutes, and impede the flow of the game and stuff. You know, don't pull out the book in the middle of the game.
I don't think you're trying to, like, disparage him. I think you're saying you found his play style very frustrating. And it just didn't work with the group. And it's a way, like what you're saying, there's you know, other people that maybe want to GM, maybe, you know, listening to you, like, I played this game and this happened and this and that. Maybe they know, oh, wow, so that can happen. And I want you to know how. I would like them to know, what do you do in that case? But you just said, I just kept going.
Yep, I made it clear to our druid, who I work with, we work the same place, that I was not a fan of that guy's bullshit, and that I didn't think he liked him. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to see this one through. And this is his first time playing. We, like, pulled him into D&D. So this is a guy that we, like, browbeat to go play D&D. This is his first experience. I'm like, so I'm trying to make him aware of some shit. Same thing with our wizard. I'm debating reaching out to the Mormon couple. I feel a bit reductive. Like, I shouldn't do that. The couple who happen to be Mormon. And, you know, and say, hey, man. What?
Why do you got to attach that?
You're right. I shouldn't. Well, the couple that played together. Mm-hmm. I want to reach out to them, especially the guy, because I think he knows the other dude professionally, and say, hey, man, this is where I'm at. I didn't like this shit. Where are you? You know, like, be aware that, like, yeah, if you didn't like it, I didn't like it either. So,
yeah, like, I touched base. Yeah. But what if they all say, yeah, I really don't want to come back and play again if he's there? Then what?
Well, they're all signed up for, like, well, I put out the date and various people are in. So we'll see. But I'm going to reach out. But that's where I am on that. So.
Wow. Huh. Well, so you had your first bad player.
Yep. It was a player whose play style was not conducive to me.
Mm-mm. No, you were very demanding. I would recommend that if you're going to do something like this in the future and you're not having a zero session, that you just write something up real quick and said, this game uses this edition. There will be no blah, 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 you know, harm to children, essay, torture, or, you know, things like, and just have your list of do's and don'ts. That way it's just a quick way to jump in and let everybody know this is the playing field. Because maybe if he saw that and he read it, he wouldn't have done it. Or at least he would have asked you beforehand. Like, if you saw him push back and try to fight for those things, I think that's a big enough flag.
Yeah, I think you're kind of right.
Right there. Just bye-bye right there.
Part of it was laziness, and, like, I didn't want to have a session zero, and I didn't want to get the old form out. Part of it was I wanted to see what would happen. That I a little bit regret that feeling, because it does put other people at risk. I kind of feel like they could take it. Having known these people, nobody struck me as somebody who was going to be, like, really affected. Like, they may find something distasteful, but I didn't think they would find it, like, can't deal, right?
Yeah.
From what I know about them. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see what they would do. What specifically he would do. So, yeah, I gave him enough rope to hang himself. I guess that's the short way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, there you go. But, yeah, definitely, I think, a piece of paper. Now, there's something that was mentioned earlier, and we're all shocked. We have Oz and Fuzz listening. And Zakhar isn't listening, but he's following the chat, and he saw what was going on. You stated you've never seen The Goonies, which has us all upset. And we just want to make sure.
Sorry?
Have you ever seen Princess Bride?
Of course I've seen Princess Bride. Okay, good. I'm not a complete shit. Oh, my God.
Because I said, if you tell me you haven't, I would have to then consider a new co-host.
That's fine. No, that's fair. That's a fair
thing. That's fair. That's a fair thing.
That's an excellent movie. Goonies is, like a lot of movies, Princess Bride excluded, that came out in the late 80s that I didn't see because they were on TV too much. There's like a whole bunch of movies from when I was born to about 1995 that I just didn't fucking see because they would be on like TNT or USA Network and I would see like part of it. But I know the generic plot. But then didn't give a shit about seeing the actual movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now Fuzz is asking, have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, that movie's tight as shit.
Oh, I hate Back to the Future. Okay.
You hate Back to the Future?
I don't like it.
All right.
I don't know. When I watch it, I'm just like, Up, oh, I've lost Fuzz's friendship, and maybe we have.
That's
lost
a that's a really good movie.
I don't like it. I don't know what it is. There's something about it I just don't like. I don't know.
There's something about Michael J. Fox that we don't like.
I don't know if it's him, if it's everybody, if it's the plot. I don't know. But when I watch it, I just am so bored. I wish I could do anything else.
Oh, man. Yeah, there are some great movies in the 80s. But yeah, and I need to see them. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, but yeah, that's bad. that is my vet player experience. Yeah. It could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I think if you did that negotiating scene, I think you would have seen him do something horrible there. Thank goodness you didn't put any kids in it, because he might have done something.
We'd have fucked him up. Right? I don't think he would have done anything. I don't think he was like truly horrendous. I think it was like, I'm a hedonist and this is what you do in this area. And it was, again, no one thing here really got me, okay? I actually would have been fine if he wanted to establish that he was a hedonist. Because he said, I'm a hedonist. My character's a hedonist. Okay, right, cool. Establish that. You again, if it had stopped there, I would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. Like, it's a thing that happened, you know? And, and if you want to do that, like, all right. But you're only allowed so many red flag points.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
And then you'll still be invited back to get some more points. And then we'll be kicking you out.
Yeah, maybe it was a mistake. I don't know. I'm learning.
You
got to
roll with it now, and we're definitely going to. I definitely want to hear.
Yeah,
what
part,
happens
content,
on the second
content.
Half. I mean, because, like, here's your options are you have to. I mean, what you have to do is check in with the other players. You can talk to him and go, dude, you know, when you were playing, it really, you know, you can kind of. I mean, it's actually direct confrontation, but you can tell him, look, you know, you did some things that kind of made me uncomfortable. Could you not in the future do XYZ?
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Wait, oh, Jupiter.
Because of the confrontation?
Yeah, because of the central aspect of it.
Oh, well. All right, well, that's what you could do. But that's okay. We're going to hear about it. We're going to hear about the next one.
We're going to hear about it
for the content. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And
thank you.
If you haven't gotten a Gen Con hotel room, good luck to you. Because I still don't have one. But we'll see how that goes, everyone. But thank you for listening, as always. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate the time you take in listening to this. And especially, you know, as Bamp says, we're just a bunch of assholes talking. so thank you and good night.